From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agonet. It's Idaho Matters. Well, spring has finally sprung, finally. And it's warming up, it's greening up all around Idaho, and along with all that green, we're starting to see some color as wildflowers start to bloom and show off, especially in the backcountry. And here to give us some ideas on where to spot these magnificent wildflowers is Idaho outdoor author Steve Stubner. Thanks, Steve, for sticking around.
You betcha.
All right. You've spent a little bit of time, as we said, in Idaho's backcountry. How pretty is it out there right now? Are we going to see a lot of color?
Oh, my Lord. It's just quite something. In the foothills of Boise, and really the kind of the lower country to mid country all across Idaho, I've been seeing some pictures from the Salmon, Idaho area from some friends up there. And gosh, it's just spectacular. And a lot of the foothills hikes around the Boise area have just been spectacular as well, and will continue to be in the weeks ahead.
Okay, you've got some great spots near Boise for folks to go and see some of these flowers. You wrote about some of them last week. Let's jump in with the 5 mile to Watchman Loop in the Boise foothills. Where is this?
So that's up off of Rocky Canyon Road. And I was up there on Saturday morning.
Ooh.
And did that 10 mile loop. And the arrowleaf balsam root is definitely moving up the mountain. Excuse me. And then the lupin is coming on strong. And I saw some phlox and both white and purple out on the ground out there. And so you can just see the, when I got up to the summit of that ride on the Watchman Trail, I could see yellow flowers, the arrowleaf balsam root, all the way to the top of the Boise Ridge. So that was really cool.
Nice. And I understand it's even a good hike if you have puppies. You can take them.
Yeah. So Five Mile Creek is one of the rare perennial streams in the foothills. And it's on the left-hand side when you're going up Rocky Canyon Road, about 2.5 miles. And so, yeah, you could just kind of even just go up and back on Five Mile Creek. But you're going to see more flowers if you go a little farther. So, but yeah, good place to take dogs for sure.
Nice. Okay, so let's go a little further afield. You wrote about Station Creek Trail in Garden Valley. Where is this exactly?
Yeah, Station Creek is very easy to find because the trailhead is directly across the Banks to Loman Highway from the Garden Valley Ranger Station. And this is really one of my favorite national forest hikes anywhere in Idaho. And it shines in the spring when the flowers are blooming like right now. And a friend of mine, Matt Clark, was up there last weekend and just got some incredible shots when he was out there with a friend going up to Bald Mountain. That's about a 3 miles uphill on Station Creek with an option to go to the top of Bald Mountain and then 3 miles back. And it's just one of those rare areas in the Boise National Forest that hasn't burned. And so you're just walking in this beautiful understory with wildflowers with giant ponderosa pines above you.
What kind of wildflowers am I going to see?
You're going to see more of the arrowleaf balsam root. You're going to see paintbrush. You're going to see lupin, penstemon, things like that.
Wow. We're speaking with Idaho outdoor author Steve Stubner about where to spot spring wildflowers. Let's get one more in. Mount Kepros?
Yeah. So Kepros is one of the four Boise Grand Slam peaks. And it's one of the longer hikes of the four. And anyway, it's over off of Blacks Creek Road on the way over to Prairie, Idaho. and the South Fork of the Boise River. And so basically at the top of the first summit on that road, you're going to find the trailhead for Cape Rose on the left-hand side. And really going to see the similar species that we've talked about. This is a 10-mile round-trip hike. And so it's really too steep to bike. And so most people do it as a hike and probably need to allow 4 to 5 hours to do the hike. And it's just ablaze with flowers right now.
And how cool is it that we live in an area where you can go out and just find these wildflowers all over the place in springtime?
I know. And, it's part of the dividend of everybody weathering an incredibly long, cold, icy winter. And so it took a while for spring to come. And then we've had some really nice rain as well this spring. And it looks like we may have some more next week. And that's just going to keep the flowers blooming. And then, as a lot of people know, that green up will go to the top of the mountains. And so we're going to see more flowers blooming in the Sawtooths, in the coming weeks and this summer. And the snow's really melting pretty fast in the high country. I think the rivers have peaked, at least for the first time. And so I think we're going to see a lot more high country being accessible for people as we move towards the 4th of July.
Nice. We've been speaking with Idaho outdoor author Steve Stubner. Steve is the author of The Boise Trail Guide, 90 Hiking and Running Routes Close to Home, and he wrote about all these day trips we've been talking about on his blog, Stubby's Outdoor Journal. We'll put a link to it on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.